check one, two. Check one, two.
Do you want to try it with the least amount of stress?
Yeah,
you want to try it.
What?
I mean, it's just
all ready to go. There's like this perpetual garage sale going on. I don't know how I feel. It sounds great. I feel like people set this stuff up, but I see like something all the time.
Check.
I think it's in your possession. So you have time to get like.
Yeah, there are a lot.
You probably just don't have it, right? There's like one connection.
Yeah, so it doesn't look like there's anything
else. Oh,
boy. Like, well, this was something as well.
Mine's really high, actually, if you could turn it down. We aren't very loud.
Check one, two.
Test, check.
still working on all the kinks. But thank you for giving us a chance to play it again.
Thank you.
stick around, yeah. So we drove all the way from San Diego to
really cool here.
I like it. You ready?
Music from 1977, Arvo Pärt's Tabula Rasa, performed by La Pietà, directed by Angel Dubois, from the group's recent recording on the Onelecta label, Arvo Pärt's Portrait. Tonight on Modern Times, we're celebrating Arvo Pärt's 75th birthday, which is today, and helping us celebrate is the founder and director of La Pietà, Angel Dubois, a group that was founded, as we talked earlier, to perform Vivaldi. Tell me this, how much stylistic distance is there between Vivaldi and Arvo Pärt? Or put another way, are you moving to another universe or just to another neighborhood?
Oh, it's a complicated answer. I moved to another world, but which is connected to to this one. Because when we think about Arvo Pärt, we have to know that he creates music that sounds at once ancient and modern. So in works like in Tabula Rasa, for example, you have this feeling of the Baroque concerto, of a concerto grosso, with the two violins, you know, being the soloist, and you have the orchestra, and it's a link between, but it's completely another thing. But you can make also this link between the ancient and the modern, thinking of Arvo Pärt. In the 70s, decided to go back to primitive materials, very few elements. And those elements were, has always been the basic of the music. The music of Arvo Pärt is, when you first look at it, it's very, very simple. But then after you see la grandeur, what it can do, when you make a closer look to it, it's where you find the genius of Arvo Pärt, because then you will go into the color, into the texture. Then you will explore the, you will make us to explore all the dynamics, all the combination between the instruments. And, it's the own signature of Arvo Pärt.
Actually, you just answered the question I was poised to ask. I was going to ask about the specific challenges of playing Pärt's music, but you said it. It's to articulate all of those aspects.
Oh yeah, and also when you play this music, I should say that you have to step back from your personal emotions, in the sense that you have to make this room listen for that sense of calm, you know, inside, deep inside of you. And because you have to let the music to uplift you, you have to get this place, because every note in the music of Arvo Pärt has a place to ring. Every note is telling. So you have to step back from your own, you know, your own emotion, just to make the room. And room and big, you know, cathedral. A cathedral is something. For me, Arvo Pärt can be compared to a cathedral. You know, it's just one day you begin. When you go in a church, when you enter a cathedral, you go deep inside. You have a sense of contemplation, of restfulness. Or sometimes meditation, whatever. But when you listen to the music of Arvo Pärt, it's just like enjoying a cathedral.
Well, here's a selection from your Arvo Pärt recording that's more exclusively sacred. It's set in the song 121, Valkyrie, Pilgrim's Soul. Music by Arvo Pärt, performed by Angel Dubois, La Pietà, and Mains Court.
Yeah.